Coach's Insight programs here tonight on Care Radio. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. A little bit different schedule here for the Phoenix as they have a game against Highland Park here tonight, which you can catch right here on Care Country, 7 o'clock kickoff, so a little bit different week for Jordan Malcolm and the Phoenix. Coach, we'll get into the Highland Park matchup in just a moment, but last week, you know, we talked about the KC-Washington matchup, and they had a lot of firepower, and it showed in an 82-44 game with KC-Washington getting the win, just a ton of points across the board. But the initial thoughts and takeaways from how that game played out last week?
They're a very good team, very well-coached team, and just lack of effort on our part in finishing drives and finishing plays. So, you know, they capitalized on turnovers, and they capitalized on our lack of effort there. So kudos to them, and I'm happy for our boys to come out stronger this week.
Yeah, how do you feel like the guys, you know, came out this week in what was a short week with the game being tonight here on Thursday, but, you know, a game like that where it's just big play after big play, and then I would think at some point it's just like, do you feel like there was any point in that game where KC-Washington's just continuing to kind of put up points, and then it's just like, is there a belief that at some point it's just like, man, there's just not much we can do?
No, I never had that belief. Just watching our boys, I feel that was as though we gave up earlier than what we expected to. And, you know, going into this week, I felt we played a little too cute and pretty as Washington came out and knocked us in the mouth. So, you know, this week is really just about getting dirty for us and not being afraid to get our hands dirty and finish plays and finish drives. So, no, I never have any doubt that we could come out on top in that game. You know, we had three key guys out, Colton Bonnell, Zydron, and Jack Builder back, and then we had a couple guys get hurt during that game. So, you know, at full strength, I feel like the game's upside down, but, you know, that's an excuse I don't really want to make. You know, I felt we still could have won with the guys that we had, and we just got to push forward and push through. We just got to get our hands a little bit more dirty.
Do you feel like with a little bit of extra time, I guess, since you didn't have a game the week prior because of the forfeit win that you took against Schlegel, I mean, that extra time, I know you had extra practice time, but having that much more time off between games, could you attribute that to maybe a slower start in that game last week?
Honestly, no. We came out and scored first, so we did what we were supposed to do. Defensively, we dropped the ball, and special teams, we dropped the ball. So, you know, tightening up those things and getting our young guys ready to roll across the board is just another key factor to what we have to do as a team and as a full unit. You know, offensively, I think we played great. We had the ball on the ground twice, which were drive killers, but we were still in the game even with those drive killers. So, you know, defensively, we just had to be better, and special teams, we have to be better.
With the shorter week, game tonight on the road at Highland Park, does that adjust much in terms of your practice schedule? You get one less day, essentially, but do you have to change much with the couple days that you do have, or is it just a pretty much a similar week, just one less practice day?
Everything adjusts with that, with one shorter day. Our Thursdays become our Wednesdays become our Tuesdays, and our Tuesdays become our Mondays. You know, it's definitely a change and a transition for the kids. Their bodies are accustomed to Mondays being a shorter day, trying to detox and flush out the body from Friday. But, you know, it is what it is. So our kids are ready to roll. They know the tempo and the model going in this week. And you can look forward to us to finishing plays.
This game at Hummer Park here in Topeka tonight. Of course, you can catch it on Care Country. But this Highland Park team, a 3-2 record, they haven't played since September 19th in that game against Schlegel. But forfeit losses to Harmon and Wichita East. Tell us about this team, what you're going to see here tonight, and just kind of the expectations for this one.
Another great team. They've got a lot of different things offensively that can get us out of whack. 2 weeks off. It's their senior night and their homecoming, so I'm sure those boys over there and the coach staff over there is excited to get back on the field and ready to go. Their legs will be fresh, and I think they're going to try to punch us in the mouth, given our two losses on our record, which is pretty uncommon for us. So, you know, we can't slow down and bow down to them. We got to respect our opponent and just finish the drives and come out on top. So, for us, it's moving forward and always forward, not worrying about what's going on behind us.
There it is, Atchison football coach. That is Jordan Malcolm. Again, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, Exchange Bank. Phoenix in action tonight at Highland Park. You can catch that right here, Care Country. Tom Couts and crew on the call, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock for that kickoff. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck here tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you.